Blog Talk Radio.
Connect with others? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, that is a great question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Because one of the things that I've grown to realize is that everyone, absolutely everyone, communicates. However, few truly connect.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
Oh, how I love Mondays. This is Coach Adams. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are in our Shape Up series, and I'm real excited about the richness that will be shared in today's installment. You know, speaking of installments, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. You know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Do you want to win? I know I sure do. Well, allow Coach Adams, allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, as we often do, we will open our program up for audience participation, assuming time permits, at which time we will welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. But before we jump into today's topic, if you don't already have your notepad, your pens, your paper, whatever you need, your laptops, desktops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, I don't know, whatever you need to capture the nuggets and gems that will be shared today, I encourage you to grab it. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask for your support. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is we know we can't do it without each and every one of you, and so we just simply want to say thank you for the support that you have given, and thank you for those of you that are regular listeners. On today's installment of Motivational Monday with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. As I stated, we're in our Shape Up series, but we are focused on connect more successfully. Connect more successfully. You know, in the open, I asked the question, and the question that we opened with was one that I feel is something that each and every one of us should process around. Do you successfully connect with others? Do you successfully connect with others? Because this is a reality that I'm growing more and more to understand to be true. Everybody communicates. Oh, we're great communicators. We are good with speaking the words. Everyone communicates. However, few truly connect. Everyone's communicating, but they're not connecting. And so this really prompted me today to want to share some information with you, because I'm preparing to launch my next mastermind on this very subject. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a Maxwell Leadership Team member. John C. Maxwell is my leadership partner, and I am licensed to facilitate masterminds and teach on different subjects around specific books that my leadership partner has on the market, in the marketplace. And one of my favorites is Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And that's one of my favorites because I am one that is designed to communicate, but yet even I have this battle of not just communicating, but actually connecting when I communicate. So it's one that I can relate to as well, because it is definitely a struggle. I am a Maxwell DISC certified trainer, and so I want to give you a little snapshot today into the world of DISC. DISC is a personality assessment, and this is what I have found has really been a great jewel in my coaching practice with my clients, assisting them in learning more of who they are in their personality style and being able to be more equipped to more effectively connect and communicate with others, because we must know ourselves to grow ourselves. And so when you know yourself better and you understand certain patterns that others have, you are now able to more effectively connect. So everyone communicates, few connect. We want to focus on connecting more successfully, and that is always the goal. You know, when we're speaking about patterns, I have a great appreciation for animal prints. Anyone that knows me knows that I like animal prints. And one of my favorite purses that I have, it's black with white stripes. Black with white stripes. And instantly when I'm carrying this particular purse and people see it, they automatically recognize the pattern, and they know the animal that it represents. But this is the thing. Based on the black and white stripes, the black and white pattern, they don't say, is that a tiger? Because a tiger doesn't have black and white stripes. They recognize the pattern. And instantly they know, and I'm sure you figured it out, what animal it represents. I know you got this, right? You figured it out. You know it. It represents a zebra. It's a zebra print. And the reason why I share that is the same is true for us as individuals. We have certain patterns. And so when we're navigating in life, when we can understand that this holds true for us as people in our lives, that when you see a certain pattern, black and white stripes, you know that represents a zebra. You're not expecting the characteristics of a tiger because it is a zebra. So when we become aware of our patterns and how we communicate, how they communicate, others communicate, we now not only are we able to be more effective in our communication, but now we understand the patterns. We understand the expectations. We also know how to best prepare for interacting with different people and how to respond in situations to others when we understand and we can make this greater connection and do it more successfully. And this is something I'm constantly working on. I am constantly working on because I know you can relate to this, right? You know someone who is extremely direct. They're extremely direct. And so if you know someone that is extremely direct and they drive projects forward, they're bold, they're decisive, and they're comfortable being in control, well, I would say to you that they, in essence, may be dewired. And so we're going to look at and examine and recognize and connect with each of the different styles. And so you may be thinking, okay, that's not me. That's not somebody that's in my circle. Okay, great. No problem. But then think about this. You know someone, I know you do, who is fun. They are the life of the party. Oh, yes, they are. You know, they, whenever the party is happening, they're at the center of the excitement, the fun. They're great at telling stories. They're great at, you know, telling jokes. And they, in essence, are very popular. They're the one that they're just attracting everyone because they're the life of the party. Well, those characteristics would indicate that that particular individual may be eye-wired. And so we're going to look at that as well. We're going to look at the eye. We're going to examine all of these different areas so that we can recognize how do I more effectively connect with a D? How do I more effectively connect with an I? Okay. So I want you to think about this. Is there someone in your circle, someone that you know around you that is loyal. They are dedicated. They don't seek attention. You know, this individual, you know, they truly are oftentimes the backbone of their family, the backbone of their department at work. You know, someone like that? Well, that individual that is always, you know, you can count on them. I mean, they are the one that supports the people. They support the project. You can truly count on them. And I would say that that person is likely S-wired. And so when you look at the different characteristics that we've talked about, you're recognizing, I'm sure, and identifying different people in your life, in your circle. Have you ever noticed someone who is extremely neat? You may say, oh, my gosh, they are OCD for real. Okay, they're organized and they're structured. They don't seek to be in crowds. They're very quiet. They're focused. They're focused on the details. They're zoned in. This individual may very well be C-wired. And we're going to look at each and every one of these areas. Why? Because, as we stated in our opening today, everyone communicates. We can all speak the words, but the goal is to connect and to be more effective in our connecting. And so I'm just giving you a sample taste of a DISC assessment in that I want to give you some characteristics so that you can begin to, one, start to think about, where do I fall? Where do I see myself? Do I see that maybe I'm a D on the scale of things? I'm an I on the scale of things? I'm an S? I'm a C? And if you want to have your own personal DISC assessment done, let me know. You can definitely pull out your phone. Text this number, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. And simply text your name and DISC, D-I-S-C. And I can support you with getting your own personality assessment done, and we can do a debrief around that so that you can understand you better. Because in order for us to grow ourselves, we must first know ourselves. And as I look at the different characteristics of the DISC and those that are around me, I'm constantly challenging myself to more effectively connect and communicate with these individuals. When I see the different characteristics rise up, like we said, with the D tends to be more direct. You know some direct people. The I tends to be more fun-loving, the life of the party. The S tends to be that individual that you can really count on. They're the great supporter of people and the projects that they're working on. Or the C, as we stated, organized and structured. And those are just some little characteristics. Now, I want us to understand, as we're talking about this, that the framework of the DIS and the C is not meant to in any way label us or place us into a box and close the lid and say, oh, that's just who you are. No. Each of us is actually a combination of all four of the DISC styles in essence. We really are. However, we each have a natural set point where we have a bend in one or two of the areas specifically. Sometimes three, it depends. But oftentimes there's a dominant two that we kind of float within that are stronger than the other. And so the way in which we interact with others is based on that personality type. And so what I want us to understand is what I'm sharing with you today and giving you a little sample taste. It's not at all new by any means. It really isn't. In fact, and this is so interesting when I learned this, it's rooted in ancient history and was developed in modern psychology. And so there is truly a theory around the personality assessment and DIS. And I don't want to bore you with all of those different details. However, I want you to know that there is relevance. I know in my life, there's certain people that I connect with better, easier than I do with others. And I begin to process. I start to say, what is their personality type? Why is there a disconnect for me? And it helps me to, and it's a fight. It's a challenge because being able to grow in connecting more effectively with people, it's not an easy process. As I stated in the open, everyone communicates. We all have the words and can speak the words, but few truly connect. And in business, on our journey, in order for us to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams, we have to learn how to more effectively connect and communicate with others. That's a basic foundation, because you could have the greatest product, the greatest service, the greatest idea, the greatest invention, but if you don't know how to connect with individuals, you're going to have a disconnect. And so this is why I felt it was so important as, again, I'm preparing to launch my latest mastermind, private mastermind, around this very topic of everyone communicates and few connects. And if you decide to take this latest journey of my mastermind, you will get a personal DISC assessment as a part of your registration. And if you want to do a debrief around that, then we can talk about what that looks like. And again, if you want more information, you can text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply text your name and DISC, D-I-S-C, and we'll make that connection for you. And we can talk about my upcoming private mastermind on this very subject, one of which I really love. And so this is what I want us to understand. As we kind of dig into this, I want you to process around this thought right here. So think about this, because I love to travel, as many of you know. I'm often speaking about and making the reference to travel because I love to travel. Last week, if you missed our installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we talked about a headwind and a tailwind, and how that affects your wind, how the wind, W-I-N-D, affects your wind, W-I-N. Very powerful, great feedback from those of you that were listening in previously and happened to catch it on the archive. So if you haven't heard it, you may want to get that one because it was so powerful. So go to www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4. Awesome. So as we continue forward in today's topic of connecting more effectively, I want to share this thought with you. So as I stated, I love to travel. And so when I think about traveling, I have a question for you to process. So you're planning a vacation, okay? You're planning a vacation. And the question that I want you to process around, because this is going to tell quite a bit about you and your personality style. So you're planning to go on vacation. And the question I want you to think about is, are you focused on what needs to get done in order for you to go? Are you focused on, oh, my gosh, I got to mow the lawn. I got to take the dog to the kennel. I got to get this done. I got to get the car serviced. I got to do this. I got to do that. Maybe you are actually thinking about, oh, my gosh, I got all this work that I got to get done. So you're trying to make sure that the hotel has Wi-Fi so that you can answer emails. Maybe you're thinking about, I need to lay out by the pool. What does the pool look like? All of these different thoughts open up your style. and how you and your personality flow. Simple questions, simple little questions. And I have to ask you, does this one sound like you, the person that's concerned about and focused on, okay, what all has to get done, who's thinking about, oh, my God, I got to get the dog to the kennel, I got to do this, all of that. You're thinking about all of those different things. I got to respond to emails. Do they have Wi-Fi? Versus what does the actual resort setting look like? Wow, how will I be able to enjoy this vacation? What are your thoughts? What is your focus? Because whatever your focus is, it tells a lot about your personality. If you're simply focused on lots of work, getting things done, that's all good. It's all well and good, but it says a lot about your personality type. If you're looking at, ooh, what excitement do they have at the resort? What can I do that's fun, relaxing, all of this? It equally speaks very strongly about your personality type. And so there is a science to it. And I want us to understand that with a simple question, or two, we can really discover a lot about each of us, and it reveals a pattern. As we opened and as we spoke about in the opening, when you see black and white stripes as it relates to the animal kingdom, you're not thinking about a tiger, but rather you come to the conclusion of, ah, that is a zebra. It's likely that it's a zebra print. Now, if I talk to you about dogs and you saw a white coat with black dots, it is likely that you would draw the conclusion, that's going to be a cute little Dalmatian. So again, patterns help us to gain greater insight, and a pattern establishes the expectation, because you don't expect, when you see black and white stripes, for the zebra to respond in a way that a tiger would. They have different characteristics. And that's what I want us to understand, that there are specific patterns. So let's talk about DISC a little bit. Again, I'm giving you just a little sample taste. I want to just kind of open things up for you so that you can begin to process and grow in knowing you a little bit better. Maybe you've done a DISC assessment. Maybe you're interested in doing an assessment. Again, I'm certified so I can assist you in this area of getting an assessment done and doing a debrief with you. Again, text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and DISC, D-I-S-C. So let's look at D-I-S-C and what does this all mean as it relates to our personality indicators. So DISC, dominant, stronger, more direct personality. I is that influencer. That's the fun-loving person, the life of the party. C is compliant. They're all about the systems. They really are. And your S is your steady. That's the person you can really count on. Think about these different characteristics and where you fall. Now, there are times that, as we stated in the open, that we may have different aspects of our personality because we're not putting each other in a box. We're not putting the lid on it. We're not saying, okay, you're just this. No, because you have different variations of these areas. I'm simply giving you insight to help you to get an overview and understanding the basics. So a DI is usually outgoing in their personality. Do you feel like you are that dominant influencer? You're more direct, but yet you can have the fun. You are more outgoing because of D, they are leaders. They take the lead. They're very dominant in their personality, very strong in their personality. cut to the chase. You don't you don't want to tell a long, drawn-out story to a D. A D doesn't want to hear it. A D is all about get to the point. Don't tell me all of this stuff. I don't want to hear it. Get to the point. The I, on the other hand, and that's an interesting balance. They're both outgoing. The I is all about the story. All about the story. So where do you fall? Are you outgoing? Maybe you're a little bit more reserved in your personality. If you're a little bit more reserved, it may be that you kind of have a bend, you kind of lean in that direction of the compliant, steady, the CS. If you're a little bit more reserved. And again, we all have different aspects, and depending on the environment that we're in, it will show up. It's interesting. Recently, I did 3 personality assessments. And each time I asked the individual in doing the debrief with them, I said, so what were your thoughts? Do you feel like you see yourself in this assessment? And each of them were very surprised to say, yes, Coach Adams, actually I do. It's amazing how these questions got me to this place, and I can see truly my personality type rise to the top. And they all felt that it was so insightful because certain things they weren't aware of, but they could see as we talked it through in the debrief, they got greater insight around because of the follow-up questions that are asked as they process through this in-depth report that you receive. It's about a 30-page report that you receive that really gives you this insight around your assessment, your indicators. So that you can, again, know yourself better. Why? Ultimately, so that we can now connect and be better communicators with others. Why? So that when we are working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams, we can take miscommunication as much as possible out of the equation, out of the mix. And that's why it's so powerful. So, our DI is very outgoing. Our CS is very reserved, tends to be very reserved. So let's look at another aspect on the spectrum, because the DC is very task-oriented, generally speaking, very task-oriented. They're all about getting the task done. They're all about the checklist. They're all about the to-do list, task-oriented, driven by getting the task done. Then you have the IS. The IS is very people-oriented, very people-oriented. Their focus is on relationship building and the people, and they're great influencers, and they're steady, they're supporters of other people, the IS. You know, one of the things that I must say is that oftentimes when we have our DISC assessment done, we don't have the language for it if we're not familiar with it, but it gives us the language that we need to greater understand ourselves and to understand the other people around us. And so I want to give you a deeper glimpse into the DISC assessment. So let's look at the D a little bit closer. The D represents 3% of the population, 3%, small percentage, believe it or not, small percentage. They often seek control. They're very decisive, they're very direct, and they're very result-driven. They seek control, they're leaders, they're decisive, they're very direct, like, get to the point. And they desire results. They're results driven. It's interesting when I think about a D. I think about when I was in property management. I was hired on to my last position in property management. It's amazing when I think about how long ago this was. Now it was in 2005. It's amazing how quickly time flies. And my first regional manager, she was without question, I didn't do an assessment on her, but if I had to say who she was, without question, I would say she was an IS. She was all about people. She was very relational. And it was clear that she was all about her people. And she ended up leaving the company, and they had another regional come in who was a D. And it was clear that she was a D. Why? Because she was all about control. She was all about, results, period, that's it. She wasn't really connected with the people. She had a totally different approach. And it was all she looked at was the results. If it didn't line up on the report, that's all that mattered to her. Whereas the other individual, they had a greater balance in that. The reports mattered, the results mattered, but they looked at their people. They supported their people first beyond the results. And it was just a different approach as a regional manager. And this direct personality coming in, with fire and brimstone, as one would say, they did not influence their people well because their approach was very edgy and choppy and just, they didn't know how to balance that. And they offended a lot of people because of that strongness of their personality and the fact that it was all about results. Now, the results were important, but you have to have that balance. And so I can say that I can see that in my own interactions and dealings. I really can. And then when you look at moving on to the I represents 11%. And the I are the persuasive, spontaneous, friendly. They are the life of the party. They're the spotlighters. The light is always on them. They're always shining. They're always the fun-loving, as we talked about earlier. And they represent this estimated, makes up about 11%. So the D is the 3%. The I is 11%. I hope I'm not boring you with this information. I find it to be very intriguing. I hope that you will as well, because it really gives us insight into ourselves. And again, we said, we must know ourselves to grow ourselves. And I'm all about personal growth and development. And that's a part of what we'll be doing in our private mastermind that's being offered for you on Everyone Communicates and View Connects. And if you're interested, again, text the number 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, and get your own personality assessment that is included with your registration. Your personality indicator assessment is about 30 pages, and it really gives you some great insight. And if you want to take advantage of a debrief with me, that goes into greater details and helps you to understand the report to a different degree, I'm available for you. But getting back to our I, the persuasive, spontaneous, friendly individual that the spotlight is often shining on, you're at the forefront. You like to be in front of the group and all of that. You have a great way of persuading others. You don't come in and just crack the whip and drive them. And that's not a negative thing, because each personality type, as we learn from our personality indicators, each personality type has pluses and minuses, and each has little blind spots that are revealed to you so you can work on those areas. You're very spontaneous. Oftentimes, you're just on the fly. Hey, let's go. Let's do it. Yes. Very friendly. The spotlight is often on you. And you, again, represent 11% of the population. So the D represents 3%. The I represents an estimated 11%. So where do you see yourself so far? Do you see yourself with a stronger D? And every personality type has pluses and minuses. Do you see yourself as a stronger I just based on what we've talked about so far? thoughts to consider, right? Or how about our S? Now, the percentages are interesting. I mean, like, so interesting that 69%. The S makes up an estimated 69% of people. The S's are team-oriented. They are great at following through. They really are. They are loyal. They are those individuals that you can really count on. They are steady in your life. They are the ones that you know they're going to really be there. They're accepting of others. They're steady. They're the supporters. That is your S. Are you an S? Are you team-oriented? Do you rally the team? Do you follow through on projects? Are you loyal to the people around you? Because you were 69%, that's a large percentage when you think about it. So when you understand that 69% of people are team-oriented, they follow through, they're loyal, they're accepting. That's a large percentage, larger than our I's, which represent 11%, larger than our D's that represent 3%. But let's look at as well our C. Where does our C fall? Well, our C is 17%. I hope you're finding this information very interesting and intriguing. I hope you're getting some great insight around this journey that I'm taking us on today of understanding communication styles and personality types. Why? So that you can more effectively communicate and connect with others. Not just communicating, but connecting in the way in which would support you in taking your vision to the next level, understanding the significance around achieving your goals when it comes to interacting with those that you need on your team, understanding how to tap into them to another level, and when it comes to living out your dreams, because the weak spots may prevent you. For example, if because D's are definitely risk takers, they don't have a challenge with taking risks. The D's are all about taking risks. Whereas someone that's a C may be a little bit more reserved in taking risks. You see, the C is very compliant, 17%. Very compliant. They're very analytical. They're the planners. They're all about accuracy. And they do all the research. They're the researchers, you know, and they get stuck in the research. They get stuck in the analytical mind. So, again, each personality has different characteristics that are pluses and are minuses, weak spots, because the D is not all focused on, you know, the accuracy of the information or what have you. They're the risk takers. They need the C's that will anchor and be more compliant, that are analytical and planners and accuracy, because the C's are not going to take the risk, generally speaking, their personality. Their personality is more reserved. Remember, we said they're more reserved as it relates to their movement. They're a little bit hesitant, more hesitant to take risks, to step out, and to try things. And so when you look at the different personality types, now, let's understand this, because a D seeks results. We've already established that. They are active multitaskers. I mean, they are in the trenches. They are the ones that can multitask extremely well. They are oftentimes driven by authority. Think about that. They will easily, in any setting, they're the ones that's trying to take control. They're going to take it over. They have that strong personality. They may not be the designated leader or the implied leader, but they'll come in and start taking it over. Think about what we're talking about. I want you to see I'm pausing with intention because I want you to process, where am I? Because as it relates to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, if you don't learn how to, as a D, more effectively communicate with those that may not have that strong personality with you, if you just come in and take something over and you need the C that's compliant and they're trying to plan and organize, you will have a conflict in your style of communication. So you'll be communicating, but you won't be connecting. And that's what I want us to see and understand. This is what's interesting when we understand the D. The D's greatest fear is being taken advantage of. Their greatest fear is being taken advantage of. Their greatest fear. Is that your greatest fear, being taken advantage of? And again, just giving you a little snapshot, just having you say, okay, let's look at some of the obstacles of our D. Our D oftentimes is, they are those individuals that rarely will they apologize. That's a weak spot. Rarely will they apologize. They find it difficult to relax. It's hard for them to relax, to shut things down. Oftentimes they can be unforgiving. And again, generally speaking, and sometimes they can appear cold. There are other obstacles, but these are weak spots that have been revealed through the assessment in a D. Do you see yourself? Process that. Do you see yourself? Let's look at our eye. Our eye seeks a friendly environment, and they are good at taking action. They're active. They're always active. But they want a friendly environment. They don't do well in environments that are a little adverse. They want a friendly environment. Why? Because they're all about relationships and relationship building, and their focus is on relationships. That's a good thing. They, again, are those great storytellers. They are the encouragers. They're going to encourage you on your journey. So think about this. You have individuals that are opposite of your personality. How do you effectively connect with them? Because each and every one of our personality types has a fear. The I, their greatest fear is rejection. And the loss of acceptance. They don't want to be rejected. They don't want you to not accept them. Is that your struggle? Think about that. Process around that. I trust that you're on the edge of your seat thinking, wow, maybe I need to do an assessment. If you haven't done your assessment with me, yeah, you need to make that connection. Text your name and DISC to 310-289-2101. Again, I'm giving you a little sample taste. As I mentioned earlier, every personality type has pluses and minuses. And when you understand the pluses and minuses, you can more effectively communicate with others when you recognize your blind spot and you recognize the blind spots of others. And so when we look deeper at the I, we see that the I has their obstacles as well. The I is, they can oftentimes get easily distracted. Why? Because they're the life of the party. Woo-hoo, let's do it. Hey, they're not as focused. They're very impulsive. That can be a negative if not properly managed, any of these areas. If not properly managed. And I'm giving you just a few of the traits that I want you to see. They often talk too much. They dominate the conversation. Have you ever gotten a call from someone and you look at the phone and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been on the phone with this person for 30 minutes, but they've been talking for 25. That's the I. they will communicate. They love to tell the story. They tell you every detail. And again, not a bad thing. That's their personality type. So when you recognize that, that they're going to, when you're dealing with that individual that may have a strong eye, that they're going to be very talkative, you already know going in that's what's to be expected. As we talked about with the D, if you're dealing with a D, and the D is all about the bottom line, don't go in with the big story. Give them the bullet points, the bottom line, cut to the chase, because they don't want to hear the story. The story doesn't matter because they're all about get to the direct point. Let's be direct here. What is the bottom line? And so you learn going in, okay, with the D, I don't get into the story. But the I, oh, yes, they're going to appreciate the story. Why? Because they're a storyteller themselves. So those are things that when you recognize that and you have that insight, now you're more effectively communicating with the people around you because of the insight on how you approach circumstances. So if you are an I, and you tend to overtalk, and you're dealing with a D, you got to pull back. If you're a D and you want just the bottom line, you got to give that person that's an I a little leverage to share a bit of the story because that's their communication style. Don't just shut them down and vice versa. So our S seeks a team environment, and the S is going to be very loyal. Have you ever heard someone say, I'm loyal to a fault? That would say they're an S. But this is the thing that's so interesting about our S. Our S's greatest fear is the loss of security and confrontation. They need to be secure. That's the steadiness about their personality. They have to have that steady environment. And if it isn't, it gets them unsettled and they are not likely to approach you and be confrontational. They want an environment that is team focused and they're going to be very loyal to that environment. That individual is good on your team. They're going to be a good listener. They're going to be the ones you can call and you can share, and they're very compassionate. And I'm giving you just a little taste of each of the areas. So that's some characteristics around our S as I prepare to, wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies when you're having fun. I love it. If you want more and want to learn more about a DISC assessment, text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. 2101. Text your name and DISC, D-I-S-C. Also with that, if you want to learn more about my upcoming mastermind, private mastermind, on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects, you will receive your a complimentary DISC assessment. Your report is about 30 pages of in-depth information that helps you to get a greater insight around you and the people around you. So if you're interested in that, definitely text the number that has been given. So our obstacles for our eye is they move at a slower pace, you know. They kind of take their time processing things. Generally speaking, they're going to be slower starters. You know, they're going to be a little bit more skeptical about things. That is just a few of those blind spots of our eye. They're not always going to be as direct. They kind of go around about the way. Why? Because they don't want confrontation. Remember, that is their biggest fear. So when you recognize that, if you come confrontational, you're going to shut that S down because that is their biggest fear, confrontation. As I prepare to close out, I want to take a quick look at our C. Our C seeks an environment that is logical and is all about facts, because that's what they're all about. They're all about compliance, compliance, compliance. And so, and the accuracy, and they're detail-oriented, and they're extremely focused in the precision. So that is your C. But this is their biggest fear, their greatest fear is criticism. They don't want you to criticize them. Now, I know you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't want to be criticized either, and I'm not a C, which is true. Because, again, we all have different variations of the personality characteristics as a part of who we are, as our full makeup. But let's look at, as we prepare to close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I do apologize that time flew by. We didn't have an opportunity to come to the lines today. But if you have a question or you want to make a comment, you can, again, text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Join our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group and all are welcome. You can continue the conversation there. If you have a question or comment, you can definitely make that mention in social media. If you are interested in joining my upcoming private mastermind on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects, again, text the number that has been given, and I'll give you the additional details around that. And stay mindful, with your registration, you get a complimentary assessment, DISC assessment. So that's so exciting, because then you can do a personal debrief with me and go deeper on that. But let's look at the strength of our C. The strength of our C is that our C is very analytical. That is a strength, you know. There's certain characteristics. They're very logical. They're very persistent. They're very accurate. They're planners. General strength around our C. Some of those weaknesses, some of those obstacles, those weak spots in our C can be a bit moody. Mm-hmm. They can be a little bit moody. They don't manage their weather well. They can be a little bit critical of others. Do you hear that? Is that you? Are you critical of others? Are they legalistic? Yep, that's our C. Yep, are you hearing yourself? They avoid taking risk. Why? Because they overanalyze. They're constantly analyzing. They're constantly gathering the data. Bring me the statistics, you know, constantly instead of just stepping out. Like that D is just going to, bam, they're going to take that risk. It's going to process over and over and over and over again before taking that risk. So connecting increases your influence in every situation. That's a quote by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. I am so excited about this up-and-coming private mastermind journey on Everyone Communicates and Few Connects. I hope that you will be taking the journey with us. Again, you can dial 310-289-2101, express your interest, text your name and DISC, and we will get that information to you, or mastermind, whichever you're interested in. It's amazing how quickly time flies. I thank each and every one of you that have opted to tune in for this hour of empowerment today. Thank you for tuning in today. I trust that you've gotten some great information that supports you in understanding you a little bit better and the people around you. This is Coach Adams with her Full Circle of Empowerment. If you want more information, simply text and your name and Full Circle to the number that has been given, 310-289-2101, and I can get that information to you as well. Next week, we're going to dig into another area in our Shape Up series. We hope that you'll be tuning in, as we, our goal every week is to bring you insight and empowerment that would support you on your journey to win. Work it now. Working what, Coach Adams? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired